Welcome to the Word of Life Tabernacle podcast, where we know one word from God can change your life today. From wherever you are listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
Those of you that have your Bibles, let's get right into the Word of God. I want you to turn to Romans chapter 4, and I want to teach a message that I want to challenge your theology this morning called Accessing God by Faith. Accessing God by Faith. And then I'm going to use as a subtopic, faith that does not discriminate. Faith that does not discriminate. Accessing God by faith. How do you access God? And I think in order to really get a good grip on this message, I want to give a definition of the word access, because, you know, access is very important. We want access. It's almost like if you was going, you got money in the bank. You know, it's one thing to have money in the bank, but can you access to it? How can you gain access to it? So access is a way or means of approaching, getting, or using. How do you get the use of something? How can you approach something to gain an entrance into access? Can you get into the bank? How can I get into that job down there where you work? How can I access? How can I access my resources? You know, I think we understand that, but when we're talking about accessing God, we're talking about approaching God, connecting God, how to gain access to his throne room. And we do that by faith. But I don't want you to hear faith this morning like it's some type of own denominational or denomination. Let's just call it a religious denomination. Because we, you know, we faith is a catchy term like now, like grace. You know, I go to Faith Family Church, and if I'm naming your church, it's no, you know, I'm just saying, you know, Faith Family Church. I went to a faith conference, you know. We go to Word of Faith. We go to, Believer's Faith. And we go to Walking by Faith Ministry. It's a term, and if you don't watch it, you'll start thinking faith is some type of denomination that somebody owned and got a corner on God and can't nobody, you know, if you really want the signs, wonders, and miracles, you got to go to this church. But the truth is, faith is a way of life. The just shall live by faith. It's not a denomination. It's not a Baptist, Presbyterian, or Word of Faith, or Charismatic, or Word, or the Word Movement. It's a way of life, and it's how we access God. So I want you to go at it with the simplicity of that, because this is so simple. It's one of those things that it's hidden in plain sight. If you don't watch it, you step all over it. Have you ever been talking on your cell phone and you was asking someone, have y'all seen my cell phone? Start laughing. And it's in your hand. I mean, it's so you it's hidden in plain sight. You see my glasses. Who got my glasses? They on your nose. This is one of those things. If you don't watch it, it'll be hidden. It's so simple, but yet it's so powerful. So I want the Spirit of God, I want you to open up your hearts and your mind, expand your thinking like you've never heard of faith. Don't have a preconceived idea about what faith is, faith movement, faith conference. We go to Faith Family Church. We go to Faith Connection Church. We go to Faith as a Way of Life Church. We go to the Lifeway Faith Center. I mean, you know, and then I think this morning, just think about God and accessing him. Because you're going to see some things that is going to challenge your theology. Okay, let's get going. Romans chapter 4. Look at verse 25. Then we're going to read in chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Now, remember, these were not chapters and verses when these things were written. They were letters to the church at Rome. And you don't go chapter 4, verse 2. You don't do that. That was put in by the translators. And many times we lose a thought. So I don't want you to lose the thought between the last verse of chapter 4 and the first two verses of chapter 5 in the book of Romans. But the last verse says this, referring to Jesus, who was delivered for our offense offenses and was raised again for our justification. Now, I like to amplify things and break it and down. So before we go to chapter 5, what do we just say? Look at it and amplify. Jesus, who was betrayed and put to death because of who misdeeds? Our misdeeds. He was wounded for who transgressions? He was bruised for who? Our iniquities. So our misdeeds. Everything wrong you could have ever done, not just tomorrow or in the future, in your life. When Jesus died, he knew. He put away the sin. Behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. He said, and was raised to secure, he was raised up from the dead, our justification, our acquittal. How many of you know Satan is called the accuser of the brethren? And he's always accusing you about your misdeeds. You done this wrong. God's not going to bless you. That's what weakens your faith. You know, you didn't pray last night. You know, you didn't fast this week. You know, you cussed 2 times yesterday. And the truth is, none of these things is what separates us from God. What separates us from God, from getting saved, is not believing. And so Satan will try to take the misdeeds and our shortcomings and tell you your faith won't work. Because you did this. You said that. You got mad. Well, thank God he was raised for our justice. I'm acquitted. Say, I'm acquitted. I'm taking my time. Making our account balance and absolving us from all guilt before God. In other words, Satan can't make me feel guilty. Even if I miss it, I got the blood of Jesus. And my sins and iniquities, he remember no more. But I'm going to go further than that. Even if you're not saved, you're not born again, the Bible says he laid all our iniquities on Jesus, and the righteousness of God has come on every man. And the reason people are not saved is not because God is punishing God. No, they're rejecting salvation. As far as God is concerned, the sin price has been paid. Whether you save or unsaved, we that are saved have benefited from it because we believe. But God says, I'm taking the guilt of everybody. You don't have to be guilty. And so I like this, making our account balance. What does that mean? Balance means zero. You know that, don't you? Have you ever had a bill or have a bill? You don't raise your hand. I know you do. Car payment. Something that everything ain't paid for. A lot of it may be car payment, house payment. And you have a bill that's due, right? And, you know, your mortgage payment, car payment, insurance payment. Geico payment. And so they say your balance is, you know, for this service, DirecTV, $128. It's not zero, so it's not balance. So when you pay it off, what they mean? It's zero now. Then you get a thing, your payment. Balance, zero. You don't owe us nothing. What God is trying to say, you got to get this. All of our misdeeds, everything you've done wrong, everything that can make you feel guilty. Jesus absorbed it on the cross and said, you are free. You don't owe me nothing. You don't owe God nothing. You've been acquitted. It's almost like the bank who you have a debt against. See, sins are called debt. Forgives us our debt. If you got a debt, you owe somebody something, don't you? Come on. You don't have to. Come on. Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love him. If DirecTV, you got their service. If you got Spectrum, if you've got, you know, the banker, if you got Bank of America, if you got Truist or whatever you want to call, and you still paying on something, you got a debt. So what Jesus came and did is canceled the debt. Took all of your car payment, house payment, which I missed these, all of your bills, all of your mismanagement, all of your credit cards. I'm talking about Citibank, every, you know, what's in your wallet. Took them all, praise God, and said, I'm going to down the cross, and I'm going to bring your balance to zero. You are free, free from debt, free from, Satan cannot make you feel guilty. As a matter of fact, not only am I going to pay your debt, any reoccurring debt, now that you're saved, until will I return, I'm going to give you something called the master's card. Some of you didn't even hear that. Some of you still. And even if you charge, even if you make a mistake, put it on my card. God, don't hold it to their account. Don't put it on their account. As far as I'm concerned, they are free. Let the blood, let the grace of God put it on me. Making our account balanced. So what the devil tried to do, and you know how we are when we miss God, we got to please God. We owe God something. Let's work hard in church. And let's wash cars and let's have supper sales and let's do this and let's raise money. Let's save. No, let's get on the board. Let's sing and for Jesus. It can be good things. Let's usher. Let's greet. But the truth is there ain't nothing you can do to make God make you love you anymore. Your account is zero. As far as God is concerned, now I say God because though some of you don't be calling, you know, direct TV talking about my pastor said my account is zero. Yeah, do you want to look at TV? Calling Truett, calling Bank of America, talking about well, I got a revelation. You don't need a revelation 2 months. So everybody get say, stay balanced. Okay. But ain't that good news? There ain't nothing I can work hard and do. I can't earn salvation. There ain't nothing I can do. All my misdeeds, all of my good deeds, there ain't nothing I can do to earn it. God says I'm holding nothing to your account. So don't even let the devil make you feel guilty because on that cross, I not only bore your sins, I absorbed the guilt. The condemnation, there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but through him the world might be saved. And yet there are people who don't even know that. That their God is not holding their trespasses against them. Read it. I taught it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing, not holding their trespasses against him, but has committed you and I, them to the word of reconciliation. You're trying to make up for this and make up. He said, you can't do nothing to make up. As far as I'm concerned, I paid the price. I paid all your debts. I brought your balance to zero. You're free. And when your balance is zero, that's a good feeling. You don't feel obligated. You know what I'm talking about in the natural. You that have paid stuff off, you get your title to stuff. Glory be to God. Y'all better get out my face. I mean, you ain't no fear. You can't threaten me. I got my title. Pandemic, no pandemic. It don't matter when everything paid for, glory be to God. When you're driving every car, when you got the title to your house, you got the title to every car, you got the title to your furniture. That's how God wants you and I to feel, lighthearted. See, I see some of you getting a revelation. He balanced our account. All of our misdeeds, all our mess ups. Don't y'all be looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Like, what did you eat? I ain't never messed up. You, all right? You're not supposed to be lying in church. Or anywhere. Well, that's good news. If I stop there, I can dismiss it. We ought to go out of here, hey, shouting on one leg. Ain't that right, Harry? Watch this. Keep reading. Now, y'all got the picture? Okay, let's go back to the King James. Therefore, see, whenever you see the word therefore, find out what it is. See, conjunction is connecting thought. What I just told you is going to connect directly to chapter 5. Therefore, being justified how? By faith, not by works, not by good deeds, because all of us came up short. There ain't nothing you can do to make God love you anymore. There ain't nothing you can do to make God love you any less. All your misdeeds, all your works, praise God. God has balanced the book and said, I have absorbed everything for everybody once and for all one time. That's why when Jesus paid the price, the Bible says there was many priests that ministered in the temple. But the Bible says they stand it daily. They stood there with the showbread. They stood there with the candlesticks. But this man, hallelujah, didn't offer up the blood of bulls and goats. He offered up himself. All of a sudden, instead of the priest bringing the sacrifice, the priest became the sacrifice. And he took his blood and paid the price once for all of our misdeeds, all of our mess ups, and said, God, don't put it on their account. It's paid for. Put it on me. And said, even when they mess up, their justification don't come by works. Being justified by faith. We have peace with God. Devil, get out my face. God gonna hear my prayer anyhow. Because I have my faith that connects me to God. I know I came up short. I know I missed it. But I just read God is not putting that on my account. As long as I walk in faith, I can access God. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Watch this. By whom we have access, we gain entrance into. By faith into this grace. Grace is not just unmerited favor. Grace is a person. His name is Jesus. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? He was the picture of grace. That's why the Bible says when we sin, go boldly, watch this, to the throne, not of judgment, of grace. Whew. Why? You messed up. You need grace to help in time. I missed it. But thank God, God says, don't put it on them. Balance, cancel their account. Jesus said, put it on me. So we can access God by faith. We stand in his grace, which is God, and we rejoice in hope and expectation for the goodness of God to show up. Something good. God's glory is a goodness. Moses said, show me your glory. I'm tired of talking to a cloud. He said, I will. I'm going to make all my goodness, my power, my wealth, my anointing, my goodness. Are you expecting God's goodness? Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. David put it this way. I would have fainted unless I bleed to see. Not the judgment. Why? He put it all on Jesus. Not my mistakes. Why? He put it all. As long as I, by faith, if I stand by faith into this grace, I can expect and rejoice in the manifest goodness of God to show up. Even in a pandemic, God is going to meet my needs. Even in a pandemic, God is going to take care of my children. Even in a pandemic, God is going to bring provision, praise God. Why? Because by I access God by faith, it gives me entrance. Wouldn't it be terrible to be a multimillionaire, but you couldn't access your money? That's a picture of the church. Joint heirs. Heirs of God. Got all this stuff, and we have access to it. But you don't know your bank account because you don't read the book. You know, there is a procedure to get your money. It can be your money. But if you want to gain access to it and entrance into that vault, there is protocol. And they ain't trying to keep your money from you. They're trying to keep other people from getting your money. That's why there's a password. That's why there's a code. That's why you got to fill out a withdrawal slip, and you got to make sure you know what your account number is. And you can come in there, and they know you. You've been banking there for 35 years. I want my money. I want my money. Mr. Diggs will give me. I want my money. No, give me my money. Well, Mr. Diggs, all you got to do is fill out it. Then I don't want to fill out no thing. I want my money. Well, do you have your bank account? No, you don't know me. And you know what? You can do that until hell frees up. They will eventually call security and lock you up over your own money. Why? There is protocol. There's to gain access to heaven. You don't go in there standing on your words or your misdeeds. You stand in grace. Yeah, I missed it. Yeah, I came up short. But Jesus will put to death all that. So I'm standing here by faith in the grace of God. God's going to pay my bill not because I'm good, because he good. God's going to heal me not because I'm good, he good. I stand. Grace, faith gives me access. Ah, shout out, Abaka. Man, I don't know if y'all feeling this like I'm feeling it. You don't know how powerful you are. Faith does not discriminate. Anybody can use it. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, this ain't no word of faith movement. I don't care if your name is faith, toenails, and faith hairdo. That don't mean that you good a good hairstylist. I'm not knocking. But sometimes we think faith is that woo, y'all hear that? Anointed carols. Let me go and see what type of reference. Yeah, you have. Yeah, well, burnt hair, burned out. Lawsuit for hair. No, I don't care. See, faith don't mean that. Faith is indiscriminate. Anyone can use it. It's for the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. Watch this. It's for the sinner. Just stay with me. I thought I'd get you. Just stay with me. You should know better than get out there because you know I'm going to bring you some scripture. I wouldn't say that, so before you go, stay with the rest of the message. How do you think they're going to get saved? It's a gift. We'll save by grace through faith. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. I didn't do this. I kept the law. I prayed long. I fasted twice. I did this. It's the gift of God. It's the gift of God. There's the measure of faith that God gives everyone should get one. But there's the gift of faith, which God says is everybody. Anyone can do it. I'll drop something down you. The Bible says, read Romans, the first chapter. It says, even the imbecile should know the invisible God by the visible things. When you look at the trees, you stand there and you look at the Grand Canyon. You look at Niagara Falls. It takes a fool. You look at the eight wonders of the world. You see those wonderful 100, 200 feet redwood trees in Southern California. You stand there and look at the ocean, how beautiful it is, and the sky where it can't separate. It says you should know the invisible God by the visible things that you see. How you think a hummingbird gonna fly like that and move its wing, I don't know how many hundreds of thousand times per minute, and move and put all those colors? Don't you know that's God? And so God, there's enough to have faith enough to know he's out there. Okay. Put that up in Amplified. I gotta move now. Shoot, I done preached me happy. Because maybe y'all in works and all that, but that let me know, devil, don't talk to me. I got access to the throne room. You don't know who I'm connected to. You bother me, you're going to bother my daddy. Because when you've done it to the least of these, Jesus said, you bother me, Saul, it's hard to kick against the prick. You think you coming against the church? No, you coming against me. He didn't say, why persecutest thou the church? He didn't say, why persecutest thou my people? He said, why are you persecuting me? I'm bone of their bone and flesh of their flesh. And they have access to me. If they need me, I'll come down and I'll stop this persecution. Brother, you and Paul had enough sense to get saved. He said, you know what? I better quit being a Saul the destroyer and become Paul the peacemaker. Therefore, since we learned what about the misdeeds been laid on Jesus and our account is about, and there ain't nothing you can do wrong to make God not love you anymore, and there ain't nothing you can do right to make God love you anymore. He just loved you. He said you're smiling. And that's grace. I'm not going to give you what you deserve. I'm going to give you what Jesus deserved, because he was put to death for your misdeeds. Therefore, since we are justified, woo, acquitted. Wow, I like that. Don't try to condemn me. You know, people try to say, ooh, God gonna get, nah, I'm been acquitted. Hallelujah. Yeah, but I saw you. Yeah, yeah, what you saw and what you heard about, I repented of, and it's no more record. God remembers it no more. It's under the blood. I'm a new creature. Declared righteous and giving right standing with God. How? Through faith, not your works. Let us grasp the fact. And I want some of you to begin to relax. Because God loved you and everybody, God gonna get you, God gonna kill you, God gonna, wait a minute. Let us grasp the fact that we have peace, reconciliation to hold on to and enjoy peace with God. How many of you want to know that your father loved you and everything is good up, you know, between you and your daddy? I got peace. I done grasp that. I ain't gonna let you rob me of my peace because you won't be crazy. Yeah, well, I happen to know that he is. She said, I don't care what you happen to know. I got peace with God. As long as I got peace with my daddy. Peace of reconciliation. Hold on to it. Enjoy the peace. How? Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Keep going. Through whom also we have what? Access and interest. I can go into the throne room by faith. Ain't got nothing to do with color, denomination, Baptist, Methodist. No denomination got a corner on God. And that's kind of how particular people have a faith background thought. Well, you know, you got to go to here in this state, get in this faith convention, because they're the one with the man. No. You can access God right here in High Point, North Carolina right now. You ain't got to go into the meeting and get in a faith conference all week and buy the CDs and need to get your needs met. And I ain't knocking the conference. I'm just trying to say how we kind of went at it and thought about it in our head. Faith is indiscriminate. He said, no, anybody can access God and enter the introduction. How? By faith into this state of God's favor. It'll get you in the throne. It'll put you right in the midst. If you come to God by faith and stand in grace, it'll lead you to the throne of grace and God Father. See, now, what do you need? What do you want? Because I got it. Daddy got it. Fear not, little flock. It's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And grace ain't something that come and go. It's a state of mind. A state of God's favor. In which we what? Firmly and do what? Safely stand. You don't stand in your works. You can't. We had misdeeds. You come up short. It's not about you and how good you are. And what you did and how long you prayed. You stand firmly and safely in this grace. And when you stand in grace, you can begin to rejoice and exult in the hope of experiencing the glory, the goodness of God. God gonna bless you. Something good gonna happen. I came up short. I missed the mark. Not on purpose. Now, we ain't talking about sinning, because people, born again people, we're talking about at your best state. But see, what some people do is get into self-righteousness because of what they do and how they pray. And I just come from out of the mountains. I've been in a cave for 40 days. I only ate potty meat and crackers and fire. You ain't getting, you ain't no holier than I am. You should stay here. Should have went to Disney with, because they ain't going to make you know. God ain't going to hear you know. I can still access him. I ain't going into no cave for no 40 days and 40 nights. But you know what I'm saying? There are people like that think it's only certain folks that can access God. You got to be on the holy motherboard, you know, have a black dress on and play the tambourine and hey, shut it, now that she can touch God. No, hey, I don't need her. I can use my faith and access God. Anybody here, right now, while you sit here, faith is a connector to God. Faith will give you, gain entrance into the throne room. And what has happened, we've taken it for granted. In the Old Testament, everybody couldn't go into the throne room. Only the priest or the king or the priest. And they had to go in there with blood. That was only once a year. But under the New Testament, the blood has made us kings and priests. Hear me. I don't need no priest. And I'm not nothing Catholicism, you that under the go to the Catholic Church. Mary was a good woman, but that's not how you gain entrance into the throne room. Jesus said, I'm the way. You want to get in here? You can't come to the Father but by me. That's why the veil of the temple was rent after Jesus died. He opened the veil. He opened up the throne room. You gotta, don't take it for granted. You access that by faith. It's a blessing, praise God. Why? I'm in right standing with God. I have peace with God. That's my daddy. I belong there. If I need money, healing, deliverance, he's just as close as my faith. My faith connects me with God. My faith brings me to God and his resources there. Huh? Why? Because of my goodness, no, because of Jesus. He pointed the scepter of righteousness at us. Good God Almighty. How many of you know what a scepter is? It's that thing that a king, when he's sitting on his throne, that son in his right hand, he holds it right here. It's like a royal rod. And he holds it. And no one can come into a king, King Jesus, get the parallel, king, the throne room, without being appointed. You must be called or summoned. Otherwise, if you come into a throne room without being summoned, you are immediately killed. That's why God's be at that door. And if you come in there, you're not summoned, your head is taken off. Are you listening to me? And what Jesus did, King Jesus, when you accepted Jesus and accepted his blood, he pointed the scepter of righteousness and said, give him an audience before the Father. Give her an audience before the Father. Get you having a, you can come boldly. How? By faith. That's what the Old Testament parable about Esther was all about. Her being a Jew herself. And she was married to the king. And Haman had came up with a plan to distinguish all the Jews and have them all killed. And someone was saying, somebody better go tell the king. Because Haman, Mordecai, and Esther said was a Jew. And she said, I haven't been summoned. And Mordecai said, listen, think not that you're going to escape this plan. He said, if you don't go, deliverance is going to come from someone else. But you come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah. And she finally said, you know what? I ain't been summoned, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm going in the king's court. And if I perish, let me perish. And when she walked through that door, instead of the king saying, kill her, he pointed the scepter of righteousness and said, you gain, have access. You have interest. What do you want? God is saying, what do you want? Your faith. But my first statement, God help me, Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy. Oh, I want somebody to get this. You've been sitting around waiting on somebody else, waiting on a faith company, waiting on the faith teacher, waiting on Zudu. If I got to join this church, faith will connect you to God. You don't have to come to church to get God. Just have faith. God will come to you. Faith will connect you with God and to his throne room provisions. Wow. We just read it. And once we have access through faith, not works. Why? Jesus said, no, can't do it on works because all y'all came up short. If it works, then you can begin to boast about how many times you've been to church, how good you are, and how many take series you don't listen to, and how many times you fast and pray. No, it's got to be by faith, and you got to stand in grace that gives us all a level playing board. Ain't about your money, and ain't about your IQ. It's not about your job. It's not about your social standing. Anyone can use this and access me. Hebrews 4:16, now to make sense. Let us, see, we're talking about the entrance. Go and took tang, whatever you need, whatever you want. Let us come boldly to the throne of, not judgment, not condemnation. See, the devil said, God gonna get you. Better not run to God. You better not. No, when you miss it, Jesus has already paid the price for your misdeeds and ain't holding nothing against you, that you owe nothing. He's reduced it to zero, so you got boldly. You can come boldly knowing you are not in debt to him. There's no more record. Why? That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. What do you need? I'm going to go a little further. What do you want? So, oh, now come on, Pastor. God will meet your needs, but not your wants. You should have told David that. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want. They that seek the Lord don't have to want for any good thing. Count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, knowing the trying of your faith. Work your patience, but let patience have a perfect work that you might come out perfect and an entire wanting nothing. What do you want? What do you need for your kid? You have access by faith. As I stand in grace, devil, don't talk to me, because I'm not standing in my own works and misdeeds. I'm standing in the grace of God. I'm merited favor. God going to heal me anyhow. God going to move anyhow. God going to get me out of this mess anyhow. God going to go in the courtroom with me anyhow. God is going to protect me from the pandemic anyhow. God is going to get the kids back in school anyhow. What God is saying, you have access. And the only thing keep out of that throne is listen to the devil and your own faith. Well, who you think you are? And remember, the scepter of righteousness has been pointed under you. Maybe it's your low self-esteem and the family you come from and the household and that curse that's been in all your brothers and sisters, and now you're in Christ and the devil's trying to remind you, connect you to those sin tags. I'm trying to tell y'all things that while I was growing in grace and in faith over the years, that gave me the faith to start believing for building. It wasn't even about my little car. It ain't about that junk no more. What can I do for the body of Christ? How can I get this to the world? How can we begin to access cameras, buildings, sheetrock, technology, gyms, treadmills, everything for the kingdom of God? Just simply, but God will do that for anybody. And he said, don't go in there crawling. Come boldly. Good morning, Father. Hallelujah. This is a day that you made. And I have need of so-and-so money for rent. And when you put your rent out, just don't bleed for the end of the month. Let your faith will go before you go. Start bleeding for your rent for the rest of this year. For the next 12 months. I believe I receive $1,002 for the next 12 months. I believe I receive, praise God, my mortgage payment. For the next 12 months, I release my faith. Hallelujah. That this thing is faithful, go as far as you go. All you wanted was some Cheerios and milk. Father said, okay. But I got much more than that. Oh, Jesus. Lord, help me. God, help me get through this. Anybody, anytime, put this statement on, can gain access to God by faith. And when we say faith, let's quit being religious. We're talking about his word. Okay? Where does faith come from? Word. Faith comes by believing, hearing, and believing what God says. See, you can have misguided faith. You can have faith in you can have faith in a rock. You can have faith in Buddha. You can have faith in a statue. You can have faith in a false doctrine. Why? You believe in something they said. Faith comes by hearing what God said, the words of God. And anyone can access God anytime. Anywhere. If an African who's been serving a pagan God all of a sudden began to cry out in Timbuktu, in Nigeria. God, if you're out there coming to me, God, come down and save them. Care about your color. Don't care about no Baptist, man. See, faith is indiscriminate. That's why I call faith that do not discriminate. God will save people you wouldn't have nothing to do with. Don't be looking at me like that. Yeah, everybody surely knew that thief on the cross who was there because of his misdeed, those two male factors beside Jesus, one on the left and one on the right, surely these was evil, unjust men, and they were going to hell, and I bet you everyone that day judged them. But there was one guy who decided to have some faith when the other was cussing and said, Lord, I don't know. It's just something about your eyes. It's just about something. I'm going to take a chance. I don't know. I'm just going to believe. I know I messed up. I know I raped folks. I know I murdered folks. I know I've been, you know, I molested children. I've done some terrible things. But when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And that thing went, Jesus said, this day, you going to be with me in paradise. What I'm trying to say, it connected him with God. See, God, faith is indiscriminate. We thought it was a movement. We thought certain preachers had a corner on it. I want you this morning to understand, you are powerful. This is what set my ministry up. I began to sit and say, well, I'm going to get this. I can believe this for myself. And somewhere back there in the 80s, God said, begin to use your own faith. I put you around certain men to learn things. But now, don't copy them. Don't become a clone to them. You are an original. I want to use your teaching, your mind, your examples, how you are. You'll be unique. Put that back up again. God will what? Put it back up. I want you to get that. Anybody? You mean Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Jew, Greek, anytime, anywhere, you can gain access to God by faith, his word. And what we put up, didn't we have Hebrews? Didn't I have Hebrews? What? Didn't I just put up something with Hebrews 11:6? Okay, but well, I meant to put behind that Hebrews 11:6, King James. Can y'all find that for me? That statement, anybody can anytime, anywhere can gain access by his word, faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11:6. And we're going to do it in the King James and the Amplified. I'll go ahead and start quoting it while they put it up in the King James first, and then they're going to get it amplified. But without faith, you can turn it if you want to, it's impossible to please him. Him who? God. He'll tell you what he's talking about. Watch this. Now, watch this statement. For he that do what? Cometh to God. Stop. Cometh to God. How am I going to get to God? How am I going to gain access, interest? How am I going to get to the throne room? How do you come? Faith. Faith puts you in the presence of Almighty God. Regardless of your color. Regardless of Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. Ain't no church got no corner on God. Ain't no preacher, no prophet got no corner on God. You ain't got a right for their prayer cloth and holy oil and all that. They ain't got no corner on God. You want to come to God? Then believe what he said. For he that cometh to God must first do what? Work. You can't get that. Go sell chicken? Sing on the choir? Usher? No, you can't. Your works can't get you there. Ah, shut up. That he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Put this up in the Amplified. Wow. You want to come to God? You want to access to God? Access him by faith. What he said. Go find out what God, Philippians 4:19 says, you shall supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. Now by faith, I'm in the throne room. I'm there. I don't feel like I'm there. I didn't shake. I don't get no good. Listen, you don't come into his presence because you feel something. Pastor, I don't feel like I'm in your presence. I don't feel like you there. I can't feel you. Can I come up there and rub your leg? No! Quit trying to rub God's leg. He there. I'm trying to hit some. I want you to think this morning. Nobody have a corner on God. This is what set me off years ago when I realized God is no respecter of person, but is respecter of faith. And he wasn't looking at my color, my background, the fact that I came and was born on 220 Beeman Street, lived in a duplex house with eight kids sleeping up and down in one bed with a poker stove. God wasn't looking at that. God put something in me that put me on level field with the greatest prophet in the world, and it was my faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please. Let's just say connect, gain interest, access God, to be satisfactory to him. For who will come near to God necessarily must do what? What put you at believing? That little word, don't miss it. Well, I believe if I just go out and work for the bishop, if I cook chicken and fry fish all weekend and raise $1,000, surely God will be pleased. No, he don't care nothing about your chicken. You could have stayed home and pleased him and been smelling like croaker. Your husband only won't be around you. See, we got all these ideas about what pleased God. What puts you in his presence? God didn't care nothing about the chicken. Now, the bishop was happy. He got the chance to eat fish and chicken, and you bought him that money. They clapped for it, but God said, please stop it. Sounded a trumpet. If you're going to give, do it without sounding the alarm. You have the praises of men, but I don't even receive that. Let's believe that he exists, and he has rewarded them that earnestly, diligently seek him out. So God, we reward anybody, anyone, anytime, any place, anywhere. That's what connects you to God. I'm getting ready to go somewhere. Y'all ready for this? Because if I talk about Hebrews 11, we think about by faith Moses. Yeah, Moses was a man of God. Moses split the Red Sea. By faith, Joshua, yes. He led the people in. He caused the sun and moon to stand still. Yeah. By faith, Elijah. Yeah, man. But I'm going to show you something God purposely put in there to blow out theology and help us understand something. Look at Hebrews 11, 31. Some of you getting it already. Some of you done got it already. Because how can a prostitute be saved? How can a prostitute have faith? Some of you getting it already. That's why God put it in there. Because some of you think this is just for faith preachers and faith this, and y'all would thought about my. It ain't by works. She was just as holy. Her faith was counted just as much as Moses who split the Red Sea. Faith puts us on equal playing ground. It doesn't look at your color, your race. It did not discriminate against anybody. You get a wino, a drunkard, a rapist, a murderer who begin to cry. God will, in release faith, it'll connect them to God. You don't have to come to church to connect God. Oh, I better read it, because some of you, I want this to soak. I want it to soak. I want it to soak. Faith does not discriminate. We do. Because there was a prostitute that was at Jesus' feet. It wasn't Mary, the mother. It was Mary Magdalene. Wiping it with tears, and some of Peter and some of the disciples, the holy people, not the sinners. See, now if he was a prophet, he would know that this was a nasty woman. She nasty. I got news for you. You nasty too. We all were nasty. Jesus died for the nasty. See, we like to discriminate, but I ain't as nasty as her. Oh, now we're into degrees of nastiness. How deep do you want to go in the garbage can? Now, I ain't way down there with them green flies and all that maggots. I'm just kind of in the middle, but you in the garbage can. Oh, no, y'all. see, we discriminate mentally anymore about what God would and would not do and for who he'll do it. But the same faith that Moses, that's why it's in Hebrews 11, same faith Abraham, same faith David, same faith Samson. Check this out. I better read it. What did I say, verse what? 31? Whoo, boy, I'm getting so excited. I hope y'all getting the revelation. You waiting, I don't know who you waiting on. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that what? Believe not. It wasn't about works. Ain't nothing. It was about, do you believe? Do you believe? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him for right. He messed up. He made mistakes. And he was a Gentile. Yet God says, that's not what brought him into my presence. That's what's not going to make me treat him like he's already righteous. It's his faith. He believed. The spies came in and said, you know what? We're going to take this place. God has promised us this land. And these walls are coming down. And we're going to possess it. And nobody believed except a prostitute. She said, I've heard about y'all, God. And the truth is, the people's hearts melt. By faith, watch this. She perished not, to them that believe not, but she received the spies in peace. Put it up in Amplify. Oh, my God. I just messed up with somebody's theology. See, God is at the strip club, just in case someone want to believe. See, he just don't come to church. God is at the dope house, just in case someone there sitting there and just say, believe. God, I was looking for him. I thought I'd seen him a couple of times. I'm doing some riffing, some strong riffing, and I start sitting. I go, oh, I see Jesus. But that wasn't him. That was deception. But he would really been there if I would have said, you know, God, I'm tired. That's why when someone would repent at the bar, right there drunk, listen to B.B. King, the thrill is gone. My dog left me, my woman, you know. If he repent, God will be right there. Oh, yeah, God is a honky-tonk goer. He was following you into some place. Now, I admit, the angels had to put their wings because the angels, they went and you were doing stuff that the angels just said, well, let's wait till you through. But let's wait till he come out because he drunk. Let's make sure he don't kill himself because of mama prayer. Prompted by faith. Rahab the prostitute. How can a prostitute have faith? I thought it was just Moses trying to show you faith is indiscriminate. Was not destroyed along with those who refused to. And what was the difference between her and those that she believed? It wasn't a works. It wasn't that she was sleeping with men. It was why Jesus would put to death all her misdeeds too. Said, if you'll just believe, I'll cancel everything. I'll balance your account. I credit you like you was already born again. Because without faith, faith will connect you to God. And she said, I don't know about no one else. These walls can come down, but I want me and my family. They say, you take this red scarf and put on there when we come in and take the land. And all of them perished, but our faith connected her to the God of miracles. And she was not destroyed along with those who refused to believe and obey. And she received the spies in peace. Without enmity. Wow. Pastor, you're doing some good teaching here. Put my statement up. See, what has happened, we done got faith church, faith, your denomination, faith preachers, faith convent. I ain't running all over the country to nowhere. I'm not knocking you. If you want to go, you got to get into, you got what it takes. God is too big for your denominational box. He will respond to anyone who believes. See, they're like, well, you know, you got to go out of this. And, you know, they started the faith movement, faith church, faith family, faith school, faith college. Faith. I don't care about all them names. You ain't got no call on God. And they wasn't there. That same school, I guarantee you, that's got faith. If a prostitute enrolled, they'll say no, because their faith would discriminate. See, faith will save folks that you won't have nothing to do with. Faith will save the crackhead, the alcoholic, the death row inmate. If they release faith, you think God ain't going to restrain? It'll connect them to God. God will come right on that death row. Come right up in there, because it don't discriminate. Because they believe. Right before the lethal injection going on his arm, Jesus! Bam, there's God. The abuser of any kind, child abuse, husband, wife abuse. When you realize you're wrong, you say, oh, I wouldn't have nothing to do with him. He's an old drunk. He's an old abuser. I could go deeper, but I don't know if y'all can handle me. Can y'all? How many of you want me to go a little further? Because some of you think you discriminate. God discriminate. No, you discriminate. Faith said, I love him. I'll connect. God says, I will connect with them. Street woman, street men. When they believe, guess what? So you can't tell me that the prostitute was already saved. Otherwise, why believe? I'm trying to show you faith does not discriminate. God will move toward anybody who repents. Here we go. You ready for this? Gay lesbian. God, that's abomination to the God. Have you not read Romans, the first chapter? That it was abomination to men and women burning lust alone by. Yeah, I read that. But Jesus died for their misdeeds. Same stuff you did, he died for theirs. He will make their account zero, too. All they got to do is believe. But there are certain churches who wouldn't dare. Now, I'm not saying we condone it. God, it ain't about that. It's about can they get in. Quit trying to play God. I don't care if you're transgendering. Confused. Don't know what I am. I'm between gay and I don't know. God, if you're out there, you think God wouldn't save them? Come in that freak club and save them? Or will he go, no, you unclean? That's what people do. Are y'all with me? And what we've done is we cherry pick the sixth chapter of Proverbs about the things the Lord does hate. You know, God hates unnatural affection and manner. No, God don't hate God. God is against, but he'll save him. That ain't the only thing he said he hate. He said he hate a lying tongue. Uh-oh. I wonder if there any lies going on right now. I'm going to tell you something else he said he hate. He said he hate him that sows discord on purpose among brother, people who the division workers. How we leave out that? Discriminate faith. Now, God can save all those and work, but that one who hands are swift, we pull that one out to serve innocent blood. Of course, God is against abortion. I'm against abortion. Anybody got any sense? But it ain't my choice. I can't take my choice and make you do something. Listen, once you have that baby, I'm committed the rest of my life. That baby's like to raise it, give you money. I can't do that. I can give you my opinion. But I got news for you. Even people that have committed abortion, if they release faith in God and say, God, if it'll connect to God. If he can get a prostitute, why? He died for their misdeeds. But there are certain religious, holier-than-thou denominations, and some of them is in the name of faith, who's preaching all this and vile this and the this and that and the undefiled and the, like God ain't got, he's only here with us. But I got news for you. Your faith is indiscriminate. It'll jump in people you won't have nothing to do with. It jumped in me when I was on drugs and alcohol and pills. And I wasn't in church. I was out the bottom of Washington Terrace Park. Thrown out of a car. Been told I was crazy. That boy would never be nothing. And in that dark state of confusion and drugs and alcohol, I said, God, if you're out there, something happened to me. God can get faith connected me to God. God touched me, said, get up. Went to my sister's house, said, I'm going back home to mama. Told mama something happened. Did everything change? No, but faith connected me. We've cherry-picked stuff. And some of these denominations better be very careful about who you share and what God wanted. You're preaching like you're the only one that got it. Matter of fact, put up my statement about faith can't be locked up in the corner. Put it up. I said something about that. God, that's what has happened. I mean, the way you're here, you would think so. Faith is just only here. We're the righteous folk, and the rest of y'all folks just killing babies. Wait a minute, what about all that other stuff? The truth is, God hated all, but he'll save any of them. Because Jesus will put the death of our misdeeds. Faith can't be locked up in your religious corner. It's still faith too big. Faith was around before word of faith, faith family, all this faith stuff, faith didn't like we don't know and got it. Before they ever came on the scene. God in Rahab. And God says, I tell you what I'm going to do so that the religious church don't get confused. And they just think it's all for great people like Moses and Joshua and Samson. I'm going to have to put a prostitute over there in the hall of faith to help balance everybody out to let them know I can use anybody, anytime, anywhere they can connect with me. And we ain't condoning none of it. Don't go jumping on the other side. That ain't the point. The point is you discriminate against certain people because how they look and lifestyle and all, and you're like, they can't be, they lost forever. Really? You need to tell faith that. Faith says, I'll bring them to God. I'll connect them with God. It's just you with your self-righteous religious self. Who think that you in your corner and your movement got it all. I'm almost done. Go to Romans chapter 4 real quick. Romans 4. Y'all with me? Now, how many understand what I'm teaching you? We ain't promoting none of that. I'm trying to show you how we have discriminated against people because they were different, different colors, different race. I ain't letting them gay folks and them so-and-so. Oh, no, that don't mean you can hold office in on choir, but they got a right to whosoever will let them come. Faith ain't going to discriminate. We do. Look at Romans 4. You forgot about your father's faith was a Gentile. Abraham was in the Zodiac worship. That's why God said, get out your father's house. He was into Pisces and cancer and all of that stuff. And God got to him. Huh? Had sex outside of his marriage. God got to him. Why don't you condemn him? He's called your father. Your father had some sin. Your father and his father, Terah, was in the Zodiac worship, moon worship. Stars, Pisces, Aquarius. God said, get out of your father's house. Seems like God wouldn't want him, but God is going to use him. Why? It's not the man deeds, it's his faith I want. Y'all got Romans yet? You have Romans, say amen. I'm the only one who ain't got it because I'm up here running my mouth. Romans 4, look at verse, what'd I say? 2 and 3. For if Abraham was justified by works, then he could glory. I mean, if it's about works, and hey, I did this, and I'm stronger than y'all, and I look better than y'all, and I live in this part of the community, and blah, 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 blah. But not before God. For what said it? Abraham did what? Fried chicken? Sung on the choir? Worked as an usher? He simply believed God, and it was credited to him. The same way Jesus will credit your account. For what? Right living. Put this up in Amplify. What is believing God? Faith. It's his faith. God says, because of your faith, I'm going to look past all that other stuff. For if Abraham was justified, established, just, acquitted from guilt. Remember, Jesus bore our guilt, was put to death for our misdeeds. Don't forget where we started. Made our account zero. Ain't holding nothing against you. By good works, song on the choir, usher, greeter, parking lot attendant. Then he has grounds for boasting. Hey, I'm better than all y'all. But not before God. Watch this. For what does the scripture say? Abraham, fried chicken, worked in the parking lot, sung on the choir, was a deacon in the church, cleaned up around the church. No, it ain't about works. He simply believed his faith, trusted in God, and it was credited, to his account as righteousness, right living, right standing, like he was already saying. God kind of looked over all of that mess with Hagar, all of that mess with Ishmael, all of that mess with his father, all of that moon worship, like he looked over your mess. Some of us need to go back and realize, had it not been for the grace of God, we were all in a mess. But what set us apart was not our works. He believed. Once he believed God, God says, guess what? I'm going to overlook all of that, not condone it, overlook it. And I'm going to honor his faith. I'm going to put something in your credit account. I'm going to wipe all of that. I'm going to give you the same zero that I gave all y'all out here listening to you at home. All that, and I ain't going to bring it up. I ain't going to hold it against you because of your faith. And I'm going to absorb all the guilt. Don't you let the devil try to condemn you about your past because you believe God. And I'm going to credit it to your account. Like you live right, like you never did that wrong. I'm going to treat you as though sin never existed. David, because you're a man after my heart, even though you committed murder of Uriah. Love, I'm on your faith, though. Credit. I'm on credit. Your faith will give you a credit account. God says the money ain't even there. But because you believe me, you're sick in your body. But because you believe me, you're homeless. You're going through a pandemic because you believe me. I'm going to put it in your account like the money's already there. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not. You ain't perfect. You done messed up. You done did a lot. But because you believe me, I'm going to credit you with it. You can't eat faith, but you can take it, you know, money is like faith. Faith is like money. You can't eat faith, but you can use it to go buy something to eat or get something to eat. God says, if you start using faith for food, I'm going to put it, whatever you, God said, I'm going to put it in your account. Come on, that's what it got. That's what he did to Abraham. He started believing God. What was he believing? That Isaac was coming. He didn't look at his body. He did. And so God says, in his count, Isaac was already there. I'm just waiting on your faith to catch up. Huh? You can't wear faith, but faith can get you the money to buy some clothes. God said, you ain't got the money, but you got the faith. I'm going to credit it. It's already there. Can you see it? You can't live in faith, But faith can get you the money to pay for your house. And even though you trust him, it ain't no money in the bank. I'm going to credit your account over here like the house, the money, the clothes, whatever you need. You couldn't, without faith, he that cometh, that you have come up before me. Not with works. Good God, y'all better hear me. You are more powerful than you realize. You've been waiting on somebody else, some convention, and God is saying, I'll put in your account whatever you got faith to believe me for. And Abraham finally got to the place where he got fully persuaded. He said, you know what? I'm going to start giving glory to God. I'm not looking at Sarah. I'm not looking at my old body. Yeah, I'm old. Yeah, but guess what? I'm the father of many nations. My name is Abraham. And as far as I'm concerned, the boy is already here. God says, I'll put in your account whatever you can bleed for. You might not have the money, but if you got the faith for the money, as far as I'm concerned, I'll put it in your account. Make sure you're tithing, though. Thought I'd just throw that in. Not that God don't love you, you violate laws. God said you're making it hard. Your words are stout against you. Whew. Put this up. Jesus has already paid the sin price. Right? So it's not the sin that's stopping it from happening because he was put to death by misdeeds. Not that we're going around sinning. It's just that, hallelujah, you got to move past that. Just simply believe. Abraham had some issues, but it wasn't that. That's not what connected him. It was his faith. Not that baby outside his marriage. We'll come back to that. Look at these scriptures. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Romans 10, real quick. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made what? The right in right standing with God. See, God, all our misdeeds are laid on Jesus. Everything you've been condemning all them folks in Proverbs 6 about, Jesus became all of that. That ain't what's keeping them from God. No more than your lying was keeping you from God. Or your discord was keeping you from God. Or whatever you were. It ain't about the sin he has made. Jesus got rid of that. That's why the verse before that says, we pray you instead, Christ, be reconciled to God. Don't mention nothing about sin. Why? He was in Christ, not imputing, not holding. He said, I'm not going to put that on your credit, but if you use your faith, it wipes all of that out. And I'll bless anyone. Faith is indiscriminate. But we want to discriminate, say who God will save, who won't. There are conferences right now that think they're so holy. We praying and we got to come against the so-and-so. All of those killers and abortion folks and them gay rights. Don't try to judge me. I ain't condoning none of that, but what I'm trying to say, if one of those that you can't stand and discriminate against cry out to God, he'll save them. He'll go, oh, my God, they were just two women together. No, I can't say them. That's you. Two men together. Ooh, they holding hands. I ain't condoning. I'm going to keep saying. But I'm showing you how people are. Faith will save folks you won't have nothing to do with. And even when they get saved, I know. I've been to the prison, and I've watched women come in there holding hands. And knew they were in a woman-to-woman or lesbian relationship. And watch when I preach, watch the word of God transcend. And Denise and Billy can tell you the truth. Hundreds of them. And tears start coming down their eyes. And don't tell me when they came up and confessed. God didn't save them. He didn't care nothing about with them holding hands. But we do. And we gotta watch that because as we move toward the end of this millennium, it's going to be all types of fish in the sea going to come in here. And some of them going to come in here right from the strip club. Some of them going to come in here. And before you turn your nose up, all I'm trying to say is make sure that you don't push somebody away that God loves because he died for everybody. Ain't nobody got no corner on faith. No ministry, no preacher, no prophet. God on anybody. Anyone can simply believe God. That's what you got going for you. You might be silly, but thank God you can believe God. Might be a little stupid, a little slow, but thank God you can believe God. You might have some issues, get a hot head, get mad, but that what you got going for you is not your works, is you believe God. Now look at this. For the scripture said, whosoever what? Oh, believe it? It's about believing again? Oh, it's not about works? Oh, it's about faith then. Believe on him, Jesus, shall not be disappointed or ashamed. Why? For there is no difference. We're the one make difference. Black, white, gay, lesbian, left, right, chewing on whoever. Yeah, I'm going to see it. This is amazing how our faith people have gotten off. Truth right now is scarce. I'm flipping through all the religious channels, and I'm like trying to find something to hold on to. God said, that's why I raised you up this hour. Don't wait on no one else. You don't believe anything you want. I can't stop. But your faith can be misguided. You don't believe it. You believe that a statue will save you. I can't do nothing about it. You don't believe you can fly. Ain't that what's his name? Song, that song. I believe I can fly. He never tried it, though. If you believe it, you'll try, buddy. So that's misguided faith. I can give you scripture. I know what time it is. That we've been quoting for years, and we thought some preacher, faith preacher, wrote it. Mark 11:22-23. God wrote that. Jesus, not some preacher. But notice what it says. Have faith in God. See, you can have faith in anything. Your car insurance, your 401k, your job. Have faith. See, faith can be misguided. And I'm trying to bring our faith back to the center in God. Not a person. Not a party, not people, not a stimulus check. God, that's what's going to connect you, not all this other stuff. Someone said, why are you hollering? To keep you woke. I saw somebody. I said, let me shout. They went. I'm on close. There is no difference. The same Lord is rich, what? Jew, black, white, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, prostitute, man of God. The same Lord is rich to some. Oh, faith don't discriminate. You do, I do. For there is no difference. That's it. For whosoever shall call, whoso, black, white, Baptist, Methodist, gay, lesbian. Why? Yeah. You think God wouldn't save them if they decided to change their life? How dare you? See how we discriminate? We don't even give people space to change. And I'm through. I ain't even going to read no more. I'm just going to stop. You that are home, I want you to know you got a powerful weapon. God is saying, what do you want for your family, your home? Faith don't discriminate. It'll go get the money. It'll go get the, all God wants you to do is believe. Quit listening to the devil. Faith does not discriminate. Faith connects you with God and his promises. I will quote you Romans 4:16. It is therefore now. Huh? It is by what? Faith, by grace, through faith, that the promises are sure to all the seed. That's why the word of God will work for you, even though you, how many of you ever pray and God did stuff, bless you, blessing your works, and you know you ain't, don't deserve, you know it ain't your work. I'm going to put my hand up. I hope everybody in here, no, like you deserve all of them promotion. You know you ain't did. Now, you ain't even saying you about dust everywhere. And yet God just blessing you. Guess what? Faith puts you on a level playing field. Why don't you let other people play that don't look like you, talk like you, walk, think like you? See, we want to discriminate with our faith. Y'all going to hell. You abomination to the Lord. Really? And what are you? Or what were you? Let me stop. How many of you understand what I taught here? I love you. Use your faith. It'll connect you to God's provision, healing, money, whatever. Amen. You don't have to go to another state. You don't have to run anywhere. Thank God, all you got to do is believe, and it was imputed. And God will say, I'll put whatever you can believe me for, I'll put it in your account. I credit you with it. Hallelujah. Regardless of your works. Because Jesus was put the death on this deed. I love y'all. Appreciate you. Y'all get anything? So good to see so many new faces too. Man, I would love to hug all y'all, but I'm going to leave this alone. You that's been live streaming, we'll see you on Tuesday night. God bless you at 7:30. Praise God.